Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the broadcast today, Bruce Breslow. He's the director of the State of Nevada Department of Business and Industry. For the whole show on an all-new Nevada Newsmaker.
The signs and symptoms of cataracts can start out small with subtle changes in your vision. So don't wait. Be proactive and take your vision into your own hands. If you're experiencing the onset of cataracts or just have questions, contact your eye care professional or call Eye Care Associates of Nevada today. Dr. Hiss has years of experience specializing in the surgical correction of eye disorders and has completed over 84,000 vision-correcting procedures. At Eye Care Associates of Nevada, we'll change the way you look at the world.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are delighted to welcome back to the program Bruce Breslow. He's the director of the State of Nevada Department of Business and Industry. Welcome, sir.
Thank you very much. Good to see you.
It's been too long.
We always say that, Sam.
So we have something fun to talk about, and then I'm going to get into other areas. But let's talk about this first, which is the 6th Annual Governor's Conference on Business, which is being held in Sparks on August 17th. Tell me what this is all about.
Well, when Governor Sandoval became Governor Sandoval, we thought it was a good idea to celebrate business, help businesses grow in Nevada. In fact, we changed the tagline for business and industry to growing business in Nevada. Now, by the way, the marijuana industry wanted that growing business in Nevada, wouldn't sell it to them. But it's an opportunity to gather really good information, timely information, help with access to capital, business plans, all the companies that help businesses, and have an affordable conference, $40 a ticket, not $200, to mom-and-pop businesses, regular businesses, big businesses, and you get a lunch with the governor. You have great keynote addresses and speakers. You have breakout sessions. And also we have a business pitch competition, which is kind of like Shark Tank, very fast-paced.
And you have an incredible moderator this year, I understand.
Yes, Samuel Shad.
So who are the finalists in this?
Well, in the business pitch competition, the judges gather and people apply, and they narrow it down to 10. So the list of the 10 is in front of you. We have everything from companies that help to navigate how to best navigate drones to a nanny placement service app, to anything you could think of. Last year we had the winner was some ladies who were selling skis made for women by women, and they had a hysterical pitch. It made sense. They won the money, pretty good money. We have over 31,000 donated for prizes in this, and their company really took off. They got good press because they won the competition. And it's an opportunity for small, and it's only small idea companies that have yet to take, flight that can enter this. So you're going to be our master of ceremonies. They're going to be on a two-minute clock. They have 2 minutes to pitch their idea. And then we have some celebrity, State of Nevada celebrity, local judges that will grill them for 3 more minutes with questions. And then off you go, and then you'll summon the next one on and then do the countdown. And it's really fun. Then the audience can vote too. We have a prize, a People's Choice Award. So it's a great interactive thing.
Okay. And at the end of it, you can be more than just an observer of this. If you buy a ticket, you can actually get involved in investing in these companies if you so desire.
You will have 10 startups present in front of you, and you will have the principal right there, and they're all there because they're trying to grow their company. They're looking for investors. So an opportunity to get in on the ground floor with whoever you think you know, your favorite might be, or multiple ones. We also have a very cool breakout session on the Internet of Things. And the head of North American Siemens is going to be doing that.
Okay, huge industrial company. Explain briefly what the Internet of Things is.
Well, if your refrigerator were to talk to your toaster and your toaster to talk to your shopping list and your phone and all of that to come together, it's inanimate objects that communicate. And as you know, and we won't get into what happens if they hack your toaster, obviously, but that is where these devices are going. And it started with security cameras in your home that you could look at your house remotely, turning on your lights and controlling your thermostat by having a thermostat that could, you know, work with an app on your phone. And now it's integrating a home. Pretty soon, I can't wait for the day we have a video wall so that you don't have to buy a TV to fit inside the little cutout. The whole wall will become a video screen and you can move things around with your hands and stuff. So all of the breakthroughs in this sort of technology are called the Internet of Things. And Siemens is the largest industrial manufacturing company in Europe, one of the global leading companies. So Marty Skolnick from Siemens is going to give an update on what they're doing. And they're one of the leaders on the Internet of Things. That's one of the breakout sessions.
So, I mean, this sounds like an awful lot of fun and potentially profit for $40. So this is going to be held in Sparks, Nevada. If you're listening in Southern Nevada, Southwest Airlines has a lot of planes flying up to Reno. You could easily make it. It's the 6th Annual Governor's Conference on Business in Sparks, August 17th. And you'll get to see Bruce, you get to see the governor, and you could even hobnob with me. I'll be available at no extra charge. All right, let's take a break. More with Bruce Breslow when we come back.
Your business workers' comp company should be your partner. The Pro Group Customer Care Team brings you effective risk management training, support, and web tools at no extra cost to you. We maximize the safety of your employees and business every day. Pro Group is with you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, with information and resources at your fingertips. We ensure your employees' safety and that your premium's in line. When you're a Pro Group member, you have the team that's looking out for you. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. Call for a no-obligation quote today.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Bruce Breslow. He's the director of the state of Nevada's Department of Business and Industry. You had a couple of more items you wanted to talk about regarding the governor's conference.
Well, first, for those people even in northern Nevada that have not been to the Nuggets since Anthony Marnell bought it and completely remodeled it, there's an opportunity to showcase that. There are 80 booths. They're there for supporting businesses, helping businesses. For $40, you get a lunch with the governor. I've seen what we're serving. It's not chicken for once. It's really good. The governor's doing a speech. Myrtle Gotham from the University of Nevada, Reno is going to be talking about all the businesses that are here that you don't yet know are here. Really cool ones.
He's the head of the business school.
He is not the dean of the business school, but he is one of the heads of the business school. And then just it's a great networking opportunity for business, and we price it right at $40, and that includes the lunch. So.
All right. So really, if you have the opportunity, don't miss out. And there's a limited amount of tickets left. So this is pretty close to being sold out already. 6th Annual Governor's Conference on Business at the Sparks Nugget, August 17th. Anthony Marnell III is an amazing person. I got to know him through the M Resort when he ran that. And I think it says a lot that when that property went into bankruptcy and it was purchased, that they retained him as president for several years after because he's that good. And now he's just doing an amazing job at the Nugget and a lot more to come. So let's ask you about some other things that come out of your department. Tell me what's going on with Fulcrum Biofuels. It sounds like this is an amazing project.
Well, 6 years I came on your program and talked about self-driving cars. And that was just like really cool. Now, if you think about Back to the Future, they had the flux capacitor where you put garbage into a car and it powered it, right? Well, Fulcrum Biofuels, we completed a presentation and were successful. The Board of Finance agreed that we're going to issue a $150 million bond and they're going to build a biofuels plant at Tahoe Reno Industrial Park. So phase one is what they call a feedstock facility. So they have a partnership with Waste Management. They're going to take 200,000 tons of organic garbage and not put it in the landfill. It's going to be crushed, separated, etc. It'll be brought by truck over to a site they have at Trick. And through a process invented in the 1920s, which by the way is a green process, they will turn that into synthetic fuel. 10 million gallons per year. And those 10 million gallons of synthetic fuel will be trucked by a partner of theirs to Soro, to the Bay Area. It'll be refined and processed as jet fuel or also diesel fuel. They also have partnerships with United Airlines, British Petroleum. The U.S. Department of Defense is an investor in this project. It's very significant, and it's being done right in our backyard, the first one in the United States.
Okay, so essentially it's a major but funded pilot project that obviously, if it's successful, it's going to be developed all across the world, literally, I would imagine.
Yeah, it's about a $350 million all-in project. They put significant investment capital of their own in. It's not just this bond. The bond for $150 million will help build the factory. And by the way, when we do a bond, we're a pass-through. So we're passing through the ability to have tax-exempt bonds up to $150 million, and that's an IRS tax credit. There's no taxpayer on the hook if something should go wrong. It's something that the states get tax credits. The IRS awards them by population. And we had $150 million to work with this year, and this project is being funded with it.
There are so many amazing things going on in the Silver State right now. When you look back at the recession and how bad things were, things are just zooming along here. And incredibly, you know, as much in northern Nevada as in southern Nevada.
Well, southern Nevada, if people haven't taken a ride around the 215 lately, all of that area that was vacant land, there is no more. It is built out. There are so many cranes and apartment complexes, multifamily like crazy in southern Nevada. Northern Nevada has this momentum. It has this excitement. There are some challenges that have to be solved. A large number of affordable housing needs to be built here. And we need to be able to have the infrastructure to do that. So both areas are just red hot.
When you say infrastructure to do that, what specifically do you mean?
Well, in different areas. Let's say Fernley. You may have developers that are sitting on the already entitled ability to build 3,000 apartments. But if there's no sewer lines, if there's no water lines that the city has to tap into, you can't build your house. You have to have access to that infrastructure. Projects like Park Lane Mall, the West 2nd Street in northern Nevada, they need infrastructure as well. Park Lane is working a deal with the city of Reno. The old sewer pipes were so old, and they ran right in the middle of the parking lot and, you know, through Park Lane. They needed to be moved. They needed to be updated. So the folks from the Park Lane project are going to pay for that, and then they will get a credit back against, you know, the money they put in. So there's a lot of creative solutions that need to take place to be able to enable development. We talked about this is a great time. Well, it's a great time because it was so affordable back when. If we didn't have that big downturn, there wouldn't be these opportunities now. If you want to see the city right now that's growing and coming back the fastest, no one would guess this. Detroit, Michigan. If they didn't have the blight, if they didn't have the empty factories, they wouldn't be available to put all these things in now that are flocking to Detroit. Well, we're new ground, and we have the advantage of being much more affordable than California, and people can't afford to buy a home there. In the neighborhoods you wouldn't even drive through 20 years ago in California, the house is now $1.7 million. So, you know, we're a much more affordable area than that.
And the areas we seem to be growing in, you know, we keep being compared to Silicon Valley, but the reality is that people can't even afford to live in the suburbs of the Bay Area. because of those housing prices, they can sell whatever they have and just get a phenomenal deal in Northern Nevada. A couple of things that I'm hearing, though. One is that the builders in Northern Nevada, the home builders, are still recovering from the recession in terms of their confidence in the economy coming back, and also that the banks are putting up roadblocks to financing projects. What are you hearing?
I'm not hearing anything about lack of access to capital. The local builders that got burned so bad are that are still alive today. I mean, so many of these companies went belly up, but the ones that are still there are taking a very cautious approach. They will take reservations for a house and then build you a house. But the companies that are new to the market, publicly traded home builders, the big ones, when they come into your market, they read about it in the Wall Street Journal, and they see what's going on, and they're ready to buy land and build. You have to find the land first. You have to have water rights in Northern Nevada to be able to develop that land. You have to have water. You have to have sewer. So it's a process, and you have to go through all the different entitlements. It's not a one-stop shop. I'd love it to be, but you have to go, you know, to the water place at Tumwine. You have to go to the cities, and you have to go to the counties, and then you need to work with the, you know, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So it takes time. So housing usually lags 2 to 3 years behind the development. So yes, these jobs are real. And, you know, you hear about Tesla, but Tesla and Panasonic combined, you know, 6,000 to 8,000 jobs. Well, there's 50,000 to 60,000 that have already announced they're coming here. So we have to be able to rally like the community did behind the school bond. There was no revenue source to build new schools. We haven't built a new school in 13 years. So now there's a revenue source and a revenue stream. We have to solve the other issues now, and housing is going to be something we have to tackle.
Are you not concerned? You know, I got here, I think, a little bit before you did. I arrived in 1978, and in Reno at the time, you were on a party line for the phone. People, construction workers, were sleeping along the Truckee River in tents because there was no housing for them. This is 1,000 times bigger than the MGM opening with 1,000 rooms back in 1978. Do you have concerns that we are going to be having all these people coming here and there's no place to put them?
That's opportunity, because I arrived in 1978 and my perspective was different. There was also carloads of young people here coming to party in the town. There was great excitement building. If you look at the organic growth of Midtown in Northern Nevada, and the average age of the people that are living there, it's way different than the demographics in other places. Our birth rate is 1.8%, so basically 2% growth right there. We have to be able to develop housing. We have to also have affordable housing. We have zero availability for seniors in affordable housing in our community. Zero. That's north and south. So the housing division works with developers and tax credits and cities and counties to try to, I think we're doing 3,200 units of affordable housing, but that doesn't even make a dent in what the needs are. So it will happen. It's great opportunity. It's much better than when the wave is going in the other direction.
Okay, I like your attitude. We'll take a break. We're going to keep you for the whole show. We'll be right back.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
Early in the morning or throughout the night, professional truck drivers are on the job, serving you, safely moving freight that's crucial to our economy. From the oldest industries to our newest innovators, from the exotic to the everyday, trucks are everywhere, moving everything. Never afraid to embrace a future that makes Nevada and our nation stronger. Trucking moves America forward.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers. We've got him here for the whole show. Bruce Breslow is here. See what happens when you stay away for 6 years. He's the director of the State of Nevada Department of Business and Industry. One more thing I just wanted to add in. You were talking about the organic growth of Midtown. It seems like similar things are happening in downtown Las Vegas.
Yeah, they've been happening in downtown Las Vegas. That's the difference. Midtown's very new in northern Nevada. Downtown Las Vegas, it started with a huge investment from Tony Hsieh. And you can tell your audience what Tony Hsieh does. But if people out there buy shoes
Zappos
online,
yes,
they know Zappos. But the Arts District really came to be. Fred Smith and the Don Ray people donated a lot of money, and then they built this magnificent center for music and arts
Smith
and culture
Center,
yeah. there. And all of those iconic things happened, and then it started to grow. In northern Nevada, we don't have a swimming pool. We don't have a big aquatic center. We do not have the performing arts center, a modern one of those. We don't have a sheet of ice. You know, the things that the community also looks to need, some of that is going to come now because of how hot this is. And people that donate a lot of money are starting to put Reno, Nevada in northern Nevada on their, return envelope. So that will happen. But Las Vegas is revitalizing itself. It is really coming back fast. Northern Nevada is coming back fast. And I talked to the city manager of Hawthorne. She said she hadn't had a call in 13 years, and she has 10 site visits coming to look at the base there and their industrial center just from the last month and a half.
Amazing. I want to ask you a question about one of your previous jobs, Sam. You were the guy that was fighting Yucca Mountain. And how concerned are you that we're going to be dealing with this in a serious way?
Well, I was always concerned we'd be, as a state, dealing with this. There is no perfect place to put nuclear waste. Can't do it. There are sites that may be better. There may be sites that may be worse. But for Nevada, you do not want all that high-level waste going through the downtown infrastructure, downtown core, the 215 in Las Vegas, the railroad right by the hotel casinos. And until the federal government steps up and builds direct routes to someplace in the desert that doesn't impact the major population centers, Nevada can't even look at something like that.
But the idea was to have it go from Caliente over to Yucca Mountain, but now Basin and Range is in the middle of that.
The Department of Energy said they wouldn't put a dime into infrastructure in the state of Nevada. So there you go.
So at this point, what do you think? Just a brief answer.
I think the feds will fund it, and there will be a long legal fight, and hopefully the state of Nevada will do well.
And that's where you have to leave it. Listen, I got about 1,000 more questions, so come back soon, will you?
Anytime.
All right, and we'll be right back.
St. Ives Florist, for every holiday and every special occasion, for romance, custom home design. We have the largest selection of fresh flowers in northern Nevada. And we also offer a large selection of unique gift items. Come see me, Lori Ann, at St. Ives Florist, 700 South Wells Avenue, or call me at 333-9190.
Sully Sports Bar inside the Tamarack Junction is South Reno's headquarters for locals to watch all your favorite sports. And now you can enjoy your favorite team on our brand new high-def TVs featuring the Papa, the big daddy of them all. It's our giant 17-foot big screen TV wall. And we have two 79-inch high-def TVs, 12 65-inch high-def TVs, including two party booths for your own private party, and six high-def private booth TVs. Bring in your own headphones and listen to your favorite game right from your own seat. First, make your bets in our William Hill Sportsbook, then enjoy your favorite cold beer, libations, burgers, wings, pizza, and our signature build-your-own Bloody Mary bar. Then settle in and download our app and listen to any game being shown in Sully's Sports Bar. Catch your favorite team on our new high-def big-screen TVs. Sully's Sports Bar is the only place to watch your favorite sports all year long. The Tamarack Junction, just north of the Summit Mall in South Virginia.
It's Tamarack Junction, your junction for fun.
On our next broadcast, looks like she's running for governor, Chris Giuncagliani, the Clark County Commissioner. We'll see you then.